130 young walrus found dead on Alaska's North Shore were likely trampled to death by adult animals. The grim scene was discovered last month by biologists hoping to deploy satellite tags on walrus that hauled out in Alaska after their sea ice habitat in the Chukchi Sea disappeared. A team that investigated the deaths released its preliminary report today. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
The walrus carcasses were scattered across a wide sandy beach at Icy Cape on the Chukchi Sea coast between Barrow and Wainwright. Almost all of them were calves. The investigation team included a veterinarian from the Alaska Sea Life Center, hunters from Barrow and Wainwright, and biologist Robert Sudam, who works for the North Slope Borough. He says several signs strongly indicated trampling as the cause of death.
The general findings from the necropsies, the detailed necropsies, showed that there was bruising in the throat and chest regions. And in one case, one animal had a broken skull and another animal had a broken rib. So all of that information suggested that it was trampling.
The calves and yearlings were likely part of a group of at least 2,000 walrus that hauled out at Icy Cape in August. They came to shore as the Chukchi Sea ice disappeared in one of the largest Arctic ice retreat years on record. When a herd is spooked, animals begin stampeding into the water. Adults can weigh more than 4,000 pounds and will easily crush smaller animals in the rush to enter the sea. Jeff York is a former USGS biologist who now works for the World Wildlife Fund. He says the walrus are much more vulnerable on land than they would be during a normal ice year at sea.
To me personally, that's the real point here, is that if we had the sea ice in the Chukchi Sea that we would normally have had this time of year, those animals wouldn't have been on shore. They would have been out on the sea ice feeding, and those calves would probably still be alive today.
This summer, York was on a yacht that traversed Russia's vast coastline along the Northeast Passage. On that trip, he witnessed trampling deaths firsthand at a haul-out of 20,000 walrus on the Chukotka coast.
We saw and have footage from that trip of animals tumbling down steep slopes and not moving. And we also know from our Chukchi partners on the ground from past years that we've had fairly high mortality rates some years at those haul-out sites.
The North Slope Borough is asking subsistence hunters for samples of walrus so biologists can track the health of the species. Robert Sudam says so far, the samples haven't revealed any obviously alarming signs that the animals are stressed, but some observations tell a different story.
We have been seeing walrus that are very tired, that have apparently been swimming a long distance and haul out on shore and want to rest for long periods of time. So the changing ice patterns makes us very concerned about the future of walrus populations and the ability for people to be able to continue to hunt them.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is currently considering adding walrus to the endangered species list. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.